1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Does the government have the authority to contact social media companies about contact on their platforms? The nation's highest court will take a look.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case that accuses the Biden administration of violating free speech rules by coercing social media companies to remove misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic. A lower court sided with the plaintiffs in the suit brought by attorneys general of Missouri and Louisiana and other individuals. If the ruling's upheld, the White House would be blocked from contacting social media companies. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Russia's Putin announced a victory parade for today to celebrate his reelection to a fifth six-year term as president. Ukraine launched a massive new wave of drone attacks on Russia Sunday on the final day of voting in that presidential election. Russia's defense ministry says it shot down 35 of those drones. This is ABC News. President Biden roasted the Republicans Saturday night during the annual gridiron dinner, Mr. Biden's first as president.
He said the Republicans would rather fail at impeachment than succeed at anything else. They want a secure border, but they blocked the strongest border bill ever. They take credit for one of the infrastructure laws, but voted against it. He joked, and I'm the one confused.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. At the multiplexes, sequels still ruling.
Panda is the new Black, Jack Black.
What do I know about being a spiritual leader?
Voicing the lead character in Kung Fu Panda 4, numero uno at the North American box office in its second weekend. $30 million in ticket sales, say studio estimates. Dune Part 2, a very close second in its third weekend, $29 million. Third place with $7.5 million, Arthur the King, based on the true story of an adventure racer who befriends a stray dog. Imaginary 4th, Cabrini 5th. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Mino and the Mayor. We got a message on Facebook from Nicholas who says air fryers are perfect for leftover pizza.
There you go.
I bet that would work.
I have an air fryer.
I've got one. I'm doing that.
Yes.
Another thing I'm going to do, I'm going to use my dehumidifier and I'm going to make jerky.
It's not a dehumidifier, John.
What is it again?
Dehydrator.
That's what it is.
All right.
Dehydrator.
All right. Now we can go to break.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning, 6 till 9. On the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal judge has dismissed two of the three claims against a former Wauwatosa police officer who killed three people of color in 5 years. The families of Antonio Gonzalez, Jay Anderson, and Alvin Cole filed suits against former officer Joseph Mensa in 2022. The judge tossed the cases from Gonzalez and Anderson, saying that the use of force was necessary in their situations. The Cole case will continue. Eviction filings are rising in Wisconsin. Filings were up 18% in January from their pre-pandemic averages. Wisconsin has also seen some of the steepest rent increases between January 2022 and 2023. The median monthly rent in Wisconsin is over $1,500. Last year, research group Ford Analytics found that the state needs to build at least 140,000 housing units by 2030 just to keep pace with current demand. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers head to the NCAA tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the bad news is Wisconsin lost to Illinois 93-87 in the Big Ten final. The good news is they are the number 5 seed to start March Madness. They play James Madison University Friday night in Brooklyn. Greg Gard.
Happy that we got Friday. I think that helps. We're leaving here better than where we were on Wednesday. I mean, we're a better team. We're playing really well. Come up with a couple more loose balls and rebounds today. One less turnover, two less turnovers, and we're in good position. But we played well today.
The Marquette Golden Eagles face Western Kentucky Friday afternoon. NBA, the Bucks with a win, 140-129 at home over the Suns. Giannis sat out with a sore hamstring. Bobby Portis came off the bench scoring 31 points, saying it was time to silence his critics.
Try to block out all the naysayers. They be talking crazy about me all year long, trade them, all type of stuff. So I can get in my own zone now.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low 20s, a breezy northwest wind. For Monday, mostly sunny, highs near 37. For Monday night, a few clouds and a low of 30. A touch warmer on Tuesday, partly sunny, breezy, 49. For Wednesday, sunshine, 35.
It's 24 right now.
Tune in Monday for the Devil's Advocate. Dom's going to tell you Joe Biden's old. I'm going to tell you, no, he's not. He's just right. Monday, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Does the government have the authority to contact social media companies about contact on their platforms? The nation's highest court will take a look.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case that accuses the Biden administration of violating free speech rules by coercing social media companies to remove misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic. A lower court sided with the plaintiffs in the suit brought by attorneys general of Missouri and Louisiana and other individuals. If the ruling's upheld, the White House would be blocked from contacting social media companies. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Russia's Putin announced a victory parade for today to celebrate his reelection to a fifth six-year term as president. Ukraine launched a massive new wave of drone attacks on Russia Sunday on the final day of voting in that presidential election. Russia's defense ministry says it shot down 35 of those drones. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Department of Natural Resources is asking everyone to avoid all fires, with the state continuing to experience elevated fire dangers. Some parts of northern Wisconsin haven't seen any precipitation in over a month. Mix that with breezy weather, and the DNR says that elevated fire conditions will continue into early next week. The DNR has already responded to nearly 250 wildfires this year. March is National Social Worker Month. One of the biggest challenges facing social workers today is clients dealing with housing insecurity.
We work with a lot of families where they're housing insecure. They don't have access to affordable and timely services and treatment.
Sean Lazarus helps families with kids in the juvenile justice system. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low 20s, a breezy northwest wind. For Monday, mostly sunny, highs near 37. For Monday night, a few clouds and a low of 30. A touch warmer on Tuesday, partly sunny, breezy, 49. For Wednesday, sunshine, 35.
It's 24 right now.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former Drew. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
You might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay going down to the city deck. You were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front. I said to the bagpiper, we got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace. And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going, get it moving, get it moving.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah. Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Does the government have the authority to contact social media companies about contact on their platforms? The nation's highest court will take a look.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case that accuses the Biden administration of violating free speech rules by coercing social media companies to remove misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic. A lower court sided with the plaintiffs in the suit brought by attorneys general of Missouri and Louisiana and other individuals. If the ruling's upheld, the White House would be blocked from contacting social media companies. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Russia's Putin announced a victory parade for today to celebrate his reelection to a fifth six-year term as president. Ukraine launched a massive new wave of drone attacks on Russia Sunday on the final day of voting in that presidential election. Russia's defense ministry says it shot down 35 of those drones. This is ABC News. President Biden roasted the Republicans Saturday night during the annual gridiron dinner, Mr. Biden's first as president.
He said the Republicans would rather fail at impeachment than succeed at anything else. They want a secure border, but they blocked the strongest border bill ever. They take credit for one of the infrastructure laws, but voted against it. He joked, and I'm the one confused.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. At the multiplexes, sequels still ruling.
Panda is the new Black, Jack Black.
What do I know about being a spiritual leader?
Voicing the lead character in Kung Fu Panda 4, numero uno at the North American box office in its second weekend. $30 million in ticket sales, say studio estimates. Dune Part 2, a very close second in its third weekend, $29 million. Third place with $7.5 million, Arthur the King, based on the true story of an adventure racer who befriends a stray dog. Imaginary 4th, Cabrini 5th. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
It's like to a former
Drew.
Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. So I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
We got a message on Facebook from Nicholas who says air fryers are perfect for leftover pizza.
There you go.
I bet that would work.
I have an air fryer.
I've got one. I'm doing that.
Yes.
Another thing I'm going to do is use my dehumidifier and I'm going to make jerky.
It's not a dehumidifier, John. What is it again?
Dehydrator.
That's what it is.
All right.
Now we can go to break.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning, 6 till 9. On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
You might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay going down to the city deck. You were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front. I said to the bagpiper, "We got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace." And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going, "Get it moving! Get it moving!"
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings, 6 till 9. On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas. through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former
Drew.
Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
We got a message on Facebook from Nicholas who says air fryers are perfect for leftover pizza.
There you go.
I bet that would work.
I have an air fryer.
I've got one. I'm doing that.
Yes.
Another thing I'm going to do, I'm going to use my dehumidifier and I'm going to make jerky.
Dehumidifier, John. What is it again?
Dehydrator.
That's what it is.
All right.
Now we can go to break.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station.
80s hair band birthdays today and stuff in the news. Bon Jovi, Richie Sambora, Dee Snider, and Brett Michaels. What is your favorite 80s or 90s hair band song? Favorite 80s or 90s hair band song. And our guest, Rich Locasio, who's coming up at the top of the second hour, says, favorite hair band song is When I See You Smile by Bad English. Let's see if we can grab that, Conrad. Maybe bring Rich on to some Bad English. There's a lot of bad. Mostly it was bad band names. I'm sure there's a meaning behind Bad English that I don't know, but Poison, kind of obvious. Twisted Sister. I laugh, though. I do laugh. Every sporting event, the team, we would get psyched up by playing Twisted Sister, We're Not Going to Take It. The idea that
16 and 17 year old kids think they're disrespected. Well, first of all, you are. You're a kid. It's just the way it works. But it worked. So Wordle is, it's one. Conrad, do you do Wordle?
I used to do it. I kind of stopped doing all those. I used to do like five of those games, but Wordle was the main one. But yeah, I shied away from it.
How come?
At one point, I just stopped playing it.
Okay.
I just played it yesterday, though, because I just saw it. And I'm like, huh, got it in three tries.
Yeah, sometimes, you know what? I could pull up my Wordle. It would sound like bragging because I'm at 99%, but about 100. I've done 550 Wordles.
Wow.
Of the 1,000. About 100 of those I did with my wife. You kind of just wake up and you're like, let's pick a word and we'll do it together. So that doesn't really count, but I still have a really good batting average. But the times I lose are when they have I-G-H-T, and it's such a cheat. It's like sight, bite, fight, light. You know, that's how they get you. And sometimes they can get you with like a double letter. Do you do, what else do you do, Conrad? Do you do connections?
I would do, actually, there's a bunch of like sports themed Wordle games.
Okay.
And it's like guessing the player.
Now, do you do better at the sports-based Wordle games than you do?
So much better. Yesterday, I just randomly took a guess and got it.
Wait, on the first one?
On the second one, I guess, but it only gave me one thing, and then I was like, all right, guessed it, two tries.
Wow. What was the word?
Well, it was a player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Justin Fields.
It was like Yount. Oh, okay. Oh, you got a bear. You got a Chicago Bear and you guessed it.
Yeah.
Wow. Got him on the second try. Nice. Yeah, I do like Wordle. Connections drives me crazy.
That one is hard.
Well, it is now. Yeah. When they first started, I was like, it was just hard enough. Like, I really like doing it. I usually got it. But now it's nonsense. And you know what? They made that beta. That was a test run. And I think they wanted to make that, like, you had to get a New York Times subscription. Then they realized people started to hate it. And they were like, okay, well, you could just have it for free. Because nobody likes this anymore.
There's one called Foodle, which is...
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. You just guess any food and then...
That's great.
It has to be five letters, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Foodle's good. There's one called Worldle.
Yep, I've played that one as well.
Yeah. That one's tough.
The hardest one is the where you have to guess an equation.
What's that one called?
I think it's called Nerdle. And it's math. Never have gotten one right.
I can't even
there.
Imagine. Yeah. Do you do the mini crossword?
No, I basically just play the sports ones every day, but
gotta broaden your horizons a little
bit. Yeah.
Maybe do the musical theater one just to make yourself well rounded. You're gonna meet somebody. And here's what I think we could do. Project Conrad. I'm a married guy.
Okay.
So I get excited when I see a young single guy, not in the way you'd think I would, but I would love to help you. I see a sitcom here.
Okay.
So have you met many girls since you moved to Green Bay?
Not much.
Okay. Right now, what I'm hearing, and this is just a free consultation, it's too much sports. Unless you meet a volleyball player or a softball player, you know, that'll work out great. And maybe that's what you want. Then you don't have to do anything else, you know. I'm teasing. But it is tough. I like to think I would do well at sports. But like some of the baseball stuff, I don't think I would get in recent years. Even NBA, I haven't followed as much. When you get older, your time, it's like, well, I got to pick one thing to follow when it's the NFL.
Yeah. I kind of shied away from MLB a little bit. I just mainly followed the Brewers. But NBA and sure. NFL, I followed the whole thing.
Yeah. And that's fine. Like, when you learn a lot when a team plays your team. Even if you only follow one team, at least you pick up things because you see their games or read about them or whatever, and you kind of know what's going on. I don't know what's going on in baseball right now. Is it the World Series yet?
Spring training.
That was close. The other one I like is the spelling bee. That's a good one too. But I don't pay for it, so I just keep going and they let me go. Some days they'll let me guess like 12 words and then they'll take me to the site where they want me to pay. And some days it's like one word. I'm like, oh, thanks.
I hate those games where like you play like one thing. And then there's an ad. It's like 30 seconds. So like, well, I'm closing the game now.
Right, right. Yeah,
you
exactly.
lost me there.
Right. What do you guys think of Wordle? Let us know. You guys can, you can chime in on anything I'm talking about here. St. Patrick's Day, what are your plans? Let us know. I'll read it one more time. 855-752-CIVIC. No, 75-CIVIC. 855-75-CIVIC or text us on the stream. I got to pull up the stream here, buddy. It's not on for summer. I got like a Google search. And I'll be honest, I rarely just randomly search Google stuff when I'm on the air. It does not make for good radio. Joe Furlow is coming up next. That'll be fun. He's from Oshkosh. He's going to tell us everything that's going on at the Grand Oshkosh. And that's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Does the government have the authority to contact social media companies about contact on their platforms? The nation's highest court will take a look.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case that accuses the Biden administration of violating free speech rules by coercing social media companies to remove misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic. A lower court sided with the plaintiffs in the suit brought by attorneys general of Missouri and Louisiana and other individuals. If the ruling's upheld, the White House would be blocked from contacting social media companies. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Russia's Putin announced a victory parade for today to celebrate his re-election to a fifth six-year term as president. Ukraine launched a massive new wave of drone attacks on Russia Sunday on the final day of voting in that presidential election. Russia's defense ministry says it shot down 35 of those drones. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Department of Natural Resources is asking everyone to avoid all fires, with the state continuing to experience elevated fire dangers. Some parts of northern Wisconsin haven't seen any precipitation in over a month. Mix that with breezy weather, and the DNR says that elevated fire conditions will continue into early next week. The DNR has already responded to nearly 250 wildfires this year. March is National Social Worker Month. One of the biggest challenges facing social workers today is clients dealing with housing insecurity.
We work with a lot of families where they're housing insecure. They don't have access to affordable and timely services and treatment.
Sean Lazarus helps families with kids in the juvenile justice system. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Partly cloudy today, our high 37 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with a flurry or two possible this evening, our low 25. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, 48 the high. Then on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
The the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me. A Friday night version of Nightlight. Some big wins today that affect all of us here in Wisconsin, and even more so in Northeast Wisconsin. First of all, the Badgers won today. They beat Northwestern, and as I understand, it was a close game. Right, K-Man?
Yeah. I believe they won by 9 points.
Okay.
And it was a great game for A.J. Storr. He had 30 points, which is a record for the Badgers in the Big Ten tournament.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Played a great game.
I believe you. That's awesome. So, and the other big win today, and we'll ask our next guest if he is, if he's been following this as well, is, say it along with me, Ben Chan. Nobody joined in?
Ben Chan.
Really? Ben Chan. There we go. Yeah, he won again. If he wins one more time on Jeopardy, he is the new champ.
Wow. One more time. Wow, that's great.
One more time. He's up 2-1-1. I think they've done 4. And I want to say he's up over the other 2. He's got to do one more. Basically, both of the other contestants would have to win twice to beat Ben. And he was in here the other day.
He's raising the roof.
He's smarter than me. At least when it comes to Jeopardy. I'm putting a challenge out there, Ben. Come on in and we'll do a math problem.
He was even good on the Oscars, little Jeopardy thing.
Yeah, he
that
was.
You gave him.
Oh, the guy knows everything. So that was very cool. Keep up the good work, Ben, and come back and tell us all about when you. He's gonna have a lot of money when he comes back, and this is probably as good a time as any to tell him. The next time he's on the show, there is a cover charge. So, just prepare yourself for that, Ben. Okay, let's get back to the show, to the showbiz part of the show. This is this next guest's second time on Nightlight. I'm very excited to have him back, and it's my pleasure to welcome from the Grand Oshkosh, Joe Furlow. Joe, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here. It's a Friday night, and you're spending part of it with me, so I am in your debt.
And I got to tell you, there was nothing more exciting in my Friday night than comparing Wordle to Nerdle. To whatever. That was the geekiest segment that's ever preceded me that I've ever listened to.
Okay.
Waiting to go.
I seriously doubt that, Joe.
Listen. And the answer to your question is,
yeah,
I'm a Major League Baseball fan.
Okay.
But being a New Yorker, it comes in handy because I'm a Mets fan.
Okay.
Which means usually by about August, I don't have to watch anymore.
It kind of frees up your fall, huh?
So I can freeze up my fall. you know, and
I'm a Cub fan. You know? I got to do that for 108 years for a while. Of course, I haven't been alive for all of that, but
if I wasn't doing theater, I would have wanted to be a sports guy, a broadcaster. I'm sitting in my home office tonight with my 55,000 baseball cards.
Wow.
That I still have that I cataloged during the pandemic.
Nice.
And memorized the backs of them. That's my Jeopardy. Give me, I'll take 1960s and 69 to 1982 baseball for 1,000.
How many stolen bases did Lou Brock have in 1974?
That wasn't his 104 year, 118.
He's actually thinking about it. You know what? Let's go to the Google. I was kidding around. I knew his. I knew that was his record. If you're right, 74. If it was 74.
I don't think it was 74. someone will correct us. Someone will correct us.
Oh, that could be. Lou Brock's 118 stolen bases in 1974 were by far his best single season mark. Get Ben Chan on the phone now, Conrad. We've got a challenger.
Sounds
That's
good.
Impressive, Joe. I think you were just throwing that out there, but
one category challenger. That's the problem.
How many stolen bases did Maury Wills have in 1966?
That'd be 104. Oh, but it was 1965, I think.
You know what's weird? On some level, I used to study baseball cards like crazy when I was a kid. That might have been in the back of my head, and that's why I said 1974, right? Sometimes you remember stuff.
It had to be.
Okay. Oh, you had 586 total.
It was 104, but the question was, I think it was 1965 or 64 even.
94 stolen bases in 65. Yeah, I don't know when he had. I do remember he had. You're right about that, 104, because I think that's the record Lou Brock broke.
You know, here's the thing. Since we're in the geek part, just make sure I get to talk about the Four Phantoms. Did you know that? In the mid-60s, Maury Wills was banned from having a baseball card.
No kidding.
Yeah, you have early 60s cards, and then you don't see anything until he was almost washed up in the late 60s. And I don't know what it was. I think he had to sign contracts with Topps, and he wouldn't sign the contract or whatever, so they didn't print a card.
No, it's
a big deal.
Wow.
All right. That was my geek moment. You drew it out of me.
Listen.
104 was as high, though. It was earlier. It was 62, 63 or something.
No, you're definitely right about that. I couldn't tell you the year, but I do remember that.
Anyway.
Yeah. So this is pretty cool. So we talked about Wordle. Have you ever done Loodle?
I've done none of those word games.
Oh, okay.
None of them.
Well, you're probably better off. Loodle.
You got to hit me with the random trivia that no one else gives a hoot about. And
that's where I shine.
I just shine.
Loodle.
That and remembering lines from shows I did 30 years ago.
Isn't that weird? Oh, you can't remember
someone's
name.
I can't remember what I had for breakfast.
Right.
But I could remember, they called me and said, you know, we're doing a production of Music Man and so-and-so went down with laryngitis. Hi, I could be the oldest Harold Hill in history.
Here's every line of mine from The Boyfriend in 1974. Yeah,
right. Exactly.
But like we were talking about Wordle. Wordle is fun. There's Worldle. There's Foodle. Loodle is just sex terms. And I thought, all right, I'm going to try this. Yeah. I'll probably crush it. And after like bulge, I couldn't think of any other words that would fit the Loodle. I was
because they're all five letters, right?
There's a couple other ones I thought I don't want to say on the air,
but it's kind of limiting.
I'm not as
it's kind of limiting.
Yeah, it is. I'm not as educated on sex as I thought. Yeah,
you got to alter some spelling to hit that five letter thing
for sure. All right, so.
The
Grand Oshkosh. You got a lot of cool stuff coming up, not just the Four Phantoms.
I do,
but in a way,
tonight's the calm before the storm because we've got this weekend the Lourdes Academy High School is in, and they're doing a production of Your Good Man Charlie Brown. They got a show going tonight. They got two shows tomorrow, and if you've never seen it before, it's a fun show. It's all the key Peanuts characters.
Love
singing
it.
And dancing their way through. It's a great show. One of my favorites, actually. But for me, this is the calm before the storm because on Sunday, it all hits the fan. The biggest overall production I've ever presented, probably in my 40 years. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty exciting. The Four Phantoms. So tell us about that.
So the Four Phantoms have been here before. There are four guys who combined have performed that role 6,000 times.
I saw that. And on they've done website. It, in, I couldn't
in,
believe it.
In every major city. They've done it abroad. One of them learned German and sang the role in Germany. These guys are heavyweights.
Yeah.
And they've been touring with this show for a while now. I presented them, this will be my fifth time. So five times, plus I've seen them twice in New York. I probably know more about the show, seen the show as much as anyone. And yet this week will be completely new for me, because out of all the places they had a standing invite, mind you, to do what they're about to do in Las Vegas. But they chose the Grand and they chose Oshkosh. And this week, when they perform, next weekend, when they perform at the Grand, the cameras will be rolling and they'll be taping their public television special.
That's
in front of the live audience at Oshkosh. So what that requires, you know, that's cool all by itself, right? There'll be next fall, there'll be Coast to Coast, a premiere of a PBS show from Oshkosh.
That. And that's national. That's not just PBS in Wisconsin.
It's national. It's frankly, it could be international because it's not just PBS, but it's American Public Television. So who knows who's going to see the Grand over this time, right? And then there'll be a DVD, there'll be CDs, it's going to live for a long time, which is really, really cool. But to do the production, the show is Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week. So it's just about a week away, right?
Okay.
But on Sunday, 2 days from now, we have to, when the Charlie Brown cast moves out, we have to completely strip the stage, the lights go, the sound gets pulled, the curtains go, everything goes, because it's all different for the show. They bring in on Monday a 55-foot, my stage is 30 by 30. They bring in a 55-foot trailer full of lights and moving lights, lights for the hall to light the theater, different stage curtains, three backdrops, all of the sound, the music gear, the grand piano, the whole works comes in. And then on Tuesday, this 40-foot production vehicle from Milwaukee Public Television comes up, parks outside the Grand, and they plug in. And then for two days, they're doing not only rehearsing, but they're rehearsing the TV stuff. They've got, I think, five cameras. You know, the boom will be hanging out and the guys running up and down the aisles like the Academy Awards, right? With the person behind them pulling the cables. It's absolutely insane.
So is this your doing? Did you have to like recruit them to do that here? Or did they?
A little bit.
Yeah. Wow. I'm sure that was a chore.
Although I'll be honest with you, I would love to take credit for it. And certainly I needled them. You know, it's kind of like, remember in It's a Wonderful Life? Do you know the movie?
Yeah, sure.
So there's a scene in It's a Wonderful Life where Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed are on the phone with Donna Reed's boyfriend, who is Jimmy Stewart's buddy.
Right.
And he's rich, right? And he's trying to get Jimmy Stewart to invest. And he says, we're going to build this plant and blah, 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 blah. And Jimmy Stewart says, well, you know, I don't understand why you don't just do that in Bedford Falls, because you could do it for half the price, and we got the old factory and blah, blah, blah. That's kind of the way this worked, right? They'd be doing shows, and I knew they had Vegas lined up, right? Because one of the Phantoms had opened the Vegas Spectacular years ago. So I'm saying to them, I would just say, you know, that show would look great. Wouldn't it look great in this? You don't have to decorate a theater to look like an opera house. It's an 1880s opera house. And think the labor costs would be cheaper and you could get the equipment. And sooner or later, over the years, yeah, I had a role in it, but they fell in love with the Grand. Man. They fell in love with Oshkosh.
So how many?
Because every time they come in for 4 or 5 days compared to, you know, this today, right now, literally right now, they're in North Carolina doing their last show before they fly to Oshkosh. So they're in a, you know, a 1500, 1800 seat theater in North Carolina right now. They fly in the morning, they rehearse, they do the show, and they leave. But because the Grand is 500 seats, the deal I struck with them was, in order to get those numbers and those ticket sales, we had to do three shows.
Okay.
So instead, they would come in 5 days early. And because they were together earlier, they were having a good time and they'd get along well. Because they were in town rehearsing, we'd send a Phantom or Christine off to work with school kids in the community.
Right.
And they kind of fell in love with being hanging out in Oshkosh for a while.
That's so cool.
So that's a big part of the story, you know, is the theater. So
yeah.
I nudged them. Don't get me wrong. I annoyed them with saying, why don't you do it here?
Over Joe, the years, just take we all the
formed
credit.
A partnership.
Take,
you know,
all the credit. That's what I think you should do. hey, when we come back, I want to ask you about Death of a Salesman and a few other things you got going on.
Absolutely.
There. My guest is Joe Furlow from the Grand Oshkosh. We'll be right back with more Nightlight and Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Nightline with Pete Schwabe.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
You might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay going down to the city deck. You were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front. I said to the bagpiper, we got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace. And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going, get it moving, get it moving.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We are back. My guest is Joe Furlow. He from the Grand Oshkosh. We're talking about a show they have. This starts next week. It's The Four Phantoms, Andrew Lloyd Webber. I do want to ask you about a couple other shows, Joe. Where can people get tickets for The Four Phantoms?
Are you know, while available? We were at commercial, I remembered how StreamYard works. And
yeah.
You notice under my name now, I've got our website up. So folks can
Perfect.
Find it. I don't have my glasses on. So I hope it says thegrandoshkosh.org. And that's where you can get tickets. And you can still, for a little bit longer, get tickets to the Four Phantoms, but they're going to go fast this week. As we get to the final push. You were talking about April. This is the kick of running the Grand Oshkosh, right? We talked about Charlie Brown with a high school musical.
Yeah.
And the Four Phantoms with these Four Phantoms 6,000 performances and PBS in town taping. Next month, April. This is what we got. I'll run through it fast because I'm looking at the clock on the wall. We got Death of a Salesman, that wonderful award-winning drama that's being done in early April by the Oshkosh Community Players. Then we have the Red Hot Chili Pipers Bagpipe Rock and Roll.
That's so
Bag
great.
Rock, they call it. It's nuts. Then we have a touring production of something called Assisted Living, the Musical. It's a musical in a retirement community. And so for my aging up, it's you know, it's
you're
our
not
stuff.
That old. It's come on.
It's the stories that grandma doesn't want to tell you. Then we've got the Garth Experience, a wonderful Garth Brooks tribute.
Yeah.
Then we've got Sex in the City, the super unauthorized musical parody of Sex in the City. Then we got that fabulous band Steam, Steve March Torme, yeah, and Michael Bailey from. And then we've got
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.